Praise the Lord. Message number 78. The title of the message: The Mission and the Work of the Church in the New Testament, Part 3. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you for your word that you always send on time. Lord, we pray that your word will bring the harvest that you desire and accomplish the purpose of which you have sent your word to us, to your church, to your servants, your workers, pastors and leaders who do your work and your will. Lord, I pray that the message will inspire our people to follow you wholeheartedly. That will bring many servants of yours into repentance and challenge them to go on in serving you, O God. I pray the message will give clarity and will open a new fields, a new area for the gospel to be reached and to be spread. O Lord, I pray that as we listen to your word, that you will transform people's life and raise up many workers to save you with us. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, the Lord say to his disciple, he told them, he said to them, go into the world and preach the good news to all the creation. He said, go into all the world. The Lord mean here all the countries, all the geographic distribution, all the continent. We are responsible as a church, as a worker, to reach these areas with the gospel. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, the Lord says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Here in Matthew 28:19, the Lord said, go and make disciples of all nations. Not of all the world, but all the nations. In Mark 16, we are commissioned to go to all the countries and geographic areas. But that is not enough. We may reach countries, we may reach cities, we may reach a new continent, we may reach new towns with the gospel. But to reach one place and make disciples, that's not enough. In the same place that you are reaching, there are other ethnic group living in the same geographic area that the church has reached, but yet we are not able and we are not yet successful to bring the gospel to them, or we are not yet having the opportunities to speak to them about the Lord and teach them his ways. So it is not enough to reach a country, but we need to reach the whole ethnic groups on that place. Then in this way we are able to fulfill the Great Commission and bring the gospel to all the nation. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, the Lord did not say only to preach the good news, as he say in Mark, but he said to make disciples. We have to make disciples. As we spoke and say, disciple making is like rearing a new children, a new infant, a new babies. Raise them up in the fear of the Lord, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. (Clears throat) we need to fully dedicate ourselves to the mission that the Lord has entrusted us. As a royal priest, as called by God to serve Him, we need to pay attention to what God had called us to do and spread His word. We need to humble down and accept suffering for the sake of the gospel. You must know very well that ministry flows through character. If your character is godly character, then ministry will flow through you. And I want to say also that a blessing flows through good characters. Because some people, they think that when they do ministry, they are suffering and they are giving, but they don't know that they are receiving. So ministry will flow through good character. The worker character and mindset is very important for the ministry to flow. You must know very well that you need to keep a bunch in your hand. Every disciple, he is called at least to make 12 disciples or more. We have to be fruitful unto our God. To speak about the importance of the character in doing God's service, let's read an important parable in Luke chapter 10, the parable of the Good Samaritan. They were speaking with the Lord about the greatest commandment, and one of the teachers, he said that the Lord said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he himself asked the Lord, who is my neighbor? In reply to this, in verse 30 to verse 37, the Lord spoke about the parable of the Good Samaritan. We will read this one, and we will see how we need to be like-minded of that man who saved God. We need to do the same. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I will return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. We must know that we are called to preach the good news to the poor. Those who are afflicted, those who are harassed by devil, those who have been harmed by trials, by thieves, by cunning of the evil one, by sin, God called us to spread the gospel to those people. But before they will hear the word from us and they will obey, they must see our lifestyle of how much we can contribute into their life. As we spoke that, people in a crisis, they are the people who are susceptible, and those they are people who are prepared to receive the gospel. They are humble, they are harmed, they are in disaster situation. We expect that we need to take them out from the danger. And that's what the Good Samaritan did. He took him out from the danger area. He did not left him there where he can be exposed more to robbers and thieves and harms from the surrounding environmental atmosphere. And then we will work with them to get recovered from their trials, and after that we rehabilitate them and teach them the way of the Lord, teach them to work and to be independent so that they can care for themselves and their families. And then we train them with the help of the Lord, with the help of the Holy Spirit, so that they can be a worker, a co-worker with us and partner in the preaching the gospel. Now, why the priests who saw and the Levite who saw the victim, they know very well the word of God, they know very well they are called to do that, they know very well that the victim is half dead, it's an emergency. Why they did not put hand and help? What is the reason? Selfishness. Check to yourself. Why you are failing to bring a new souls to Christ? Yes, we know that nowadays people, they are so worldly, they are so antichrist, they are so against the word of God. But how about our characters? How about why we are failing to catch people to Christ? Maybe we are selfish. We are self-righteous like the priests and the Levites. They saw. But we are higher than, go down and help this person. Selfish, self-righteous, they have their own prestige and they don't want to humble down. What we can say about them? Unconcerned. These all are footholds of devil in your life as a minister and as a worker. If you are like this figure, then there is no fruit. You will not find a bunch in your hand. Unconcerned, careless, or maybe you are ashamed. Paul say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because you know, sometime we have to humble down, you have to allow yourself to be humiliated even, so that the gospel can preach and the gospel can reach the lost. Why? Why they did not go to the person and help him? They don't have compassion. To be selfish, self-righteous, unconcerned, careless, finally will kill the compassion of Christ in your life. That is the thing that will choke the word of God and the commission of Jesus to us. The Lord wants us to be compassionate. As workers, we need to repent. It's not enough to tithe, it's not enough to pray and read the Bible. The Pharisees, they do that. It's not enough to have family worship. But where is your concern and your compassion and your love for the lost? Workers, church, minister, the time has come to us to carry others to Christ. The time had come to us to change our characters and our attitudes, and to repent from all these sin, self-righteous, selfish, pride, lack of compassion, laziness, because need hard work. Some of you have been used to do simple ministry, just to stand and speak some word, but you have no concern for the people who are around you. God called you today to repent and bring the gospel to others. What we can read about this Samaritan? See here, let us read what this man act and how we need to live our life. As we are walking and the people around us, we need to have full compassion in our heart toward them. Sometimes we have anger against the people. Sometimes we don't like to preach the gospel. We want them to go to hell. Sometimes we are hating the people around us. Sometimes we are seeing ourselves higher than them. Or they are unworthy to be in the kingdom of God with us. This all our sin. The priest and the Levite, they behave in this way. But what the Good Samaritan did, we read from verse 33, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, he was traveling, he had his own personal work and his own burden about his family, about his life, came, he moved where the man was, and when he saw him, he used his eyes to locate the victim. You know that there's somebody there. You saw him with his eyes. We have eyes. You have eyes to see. Around you, where are the victims, to bring them to Christ. He took pity on him. He's a compassionate person. He was a compassionate. And that's why he went to him. Why he went? Because the compassion in his heart drive him toward that person. But the curiosity of the heart of the priest and the Levite make him unconcerned and continue to have to walk, to only be doing his own personal life things. Selfishness is bad character and attitude that kill the work. But I pray that as the message preached to you, God will captivate your heart and God will change and transform you so that you will bring the gospel to others. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. This is here the work. Pouring on oil and wine on them. That's when you need, when we carry the people, we check their problem. We open the problem and we give counseling and Bible reading and praying and laying hands. All this need time and it need effort and need a preparation. And we need to have compassion, we have to have concern, we need to be responsible so that we can do that. Then he put the man on his own donkey. He had to take him to a safe place. He would endorse him, took him to an inn and took care of him. He stayed with him and he took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins. He gave money also, he spent it from his pocket. Sometimes we don't like to move because we don't like to spend the transport. We may spend something on the people, but don't forget how much God had blessed you. Part of what he blessed you with, you give to the Lord for the mission field. And gave them to the innkeeper, so he find the right place, right person. Looking after him, he endorsed him to the innkeeper. He said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. He have done the perfect work, the good job, complete job from beginning to the end. While he is busy in his journey, he endorsed the cash to somebody and he paid in advance and he promised that he will come back and he will reimburse to him. That's here what we need to do. What we learn from this Samaritan? We can say that he is compassionate. Well, that's true. We may say that he is diligent and hardworking. Yes. Many people, they cannot do ministry because they have laziness. They are lazy. He is persevering. Yes. He did not give up. He has his own responsibility. But when coming the work of God that he need to carry on more, he accept. He did not run away or quit. He is forgiving, yes. He's a Samaritan. He has a bad reputation for the people. But he did not focus on what the people speak about him. but she focuses on how much she can do for the Lord. Many of you, your ears, your mind, your eyes on people who spoke bad against you, who have done something bad to you, but in this focus of yours, you are losing your ministry. With unforgiveness inside you as a bad character will not enable you to be used by the Lord effectively. Don't think about people's bad opinion about you. Think about how you can save God and prove to the Lord and to others your good example. The Samaritan, having in his heart a servant heart, he was responsible. He was doing the great commission. He was discerning to know that this person was a victim. He need his help and he need his support in all the aspect. Good character is important for a ministry. Ministry and a blessing flow through good character. From the parable of the Good Samaritan, we can speak about important aspect in the life of the worker that hinder them from doing ministry effectively. First point is laziness. Many who are lazy, they are unfruitful. Even some of them are willing to serve God. But your laziness, their laziness, their complacency, you may be having per day 2 hours more so that you can spend it on the lost. But because you want to sleep more, you want to gossip more, you want to relax little more, that 2 hours that God had kept aside for you to serve him will be lost. The Samaritan was a diligent in doing everything. He was a skillful person. He was not ashamed to do the work. He have confidence in the Lord that as he do it to God, God will make his work prosper. What we learn from the Good Samaritan, time management is important. This person who carried the victim, he has his own responsibility. He have to continue his trouble, but he did not lose the opportunity to serve. He managed his time well. He used his money. He brought the victim to a safe place and he said, I will come back, I will finish my work. While he put him in a safe hand, then he will come back to continue his care. Time management is very important. Check yourself. Maybe you are working busy with unnecessary things. TV watching, with the friends, Facebooks, and other things that you are doing will hinder you from doing the work of God. Time management is important. Check your schedules. Check area that you are wasting time. These are all important because if you will not manage your time well, you will not be able to be fruitful unto the Lord. Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking is one of the way that hinder the worker from doing the ministry. The Levite and the priest, they have responsibilities. The Good Samaritan also have responsibilities. What they were thinking, that if you will get involved in helping this person, then we can do our responsibilities. Most of the time, the main reason that people have bondage and problems is their unwillingness to serve the Lord. There are certain time in your life, certain problem will you will pass it through. This is a problem you cannot solve it. Only God can solve. But what you can do, you have to do. You do what you can do. You do what God had asked you to do. You serve God, carry others to him. Your personal problems that you cannot solve, God himself will solve it. There are certain things not in your hand. That should not hinder you from serving God. If you cannot do anything else about it, then don't waste your time. Keep it, give it to the hand of God, but carry others to Christ. Bring them to Christ. This is what you can do, you do it. your problem, sure, God will solve. You know, there's a very beautiful thing here in the parable of the Good Samaritan. The word took, we can read it several times, took pity on him. And what else? He took him to an inn and then took care of him, and then took out two silver coins. So here it's repeated four times. The word took came from take, it means he received, but in all areas he did not receive. He was giving, he took pity, he gave compassion. He took him to an inn, he have to carry him. He took care of him, he have to give strength and to give effort. He took out two silver, he did not put it in his pocket, but he take it out from his pocket. Now, many people, they don't like to serve God because they need to give, and they are not willing to give. But the Samaritan did not give actually, he was receiving it from the Lord. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That is the wrong thinking. Oh, if I will give time, who will give me back my time? If I will give, I will spend some little money. If I will walk just little, if I will get more strain on my shoulders and my body, who can give it me back? The Lord can give you. If the Lord had called you to do certain things, don't think how much you are going to spend or how much time you will give. The Lord can give it back to you. As you serve God, many bondages will be solved and will be broken, and many yoked will be loose, and you will be set free. Serving God will bring healing, will bring deliverance, will bring salvation, will bring also the work of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The Good Samaritan, he was freeing himself from bondages and was approved by the Lord for the thing he had done. You know, there's in the life of the workers, there are things hinder them from serving. Anger, frustration, doubts, and lack of faith of the value of the service that you are doing unto God, this all block your ministry. This all will block God's blessing to flow in your life. The more you serve, the more you will be blessed. Control your anger. Control your frustration. Don't allow worries to come inside your heart and choke the word of God inside you. Find out what pleases the Lord. Ephesians 5:10. Every one of us, we should find out what pleases the Lord. The Levite and the priest did not do something that pleased God. They were not able to grasp what God wants them to do. We might be the same also certain time. We may forget ourselves. We may transform into the Levite and or the Pharisees style. We are careless of other people, selfish, self-righteous, irresponsible, lazy, full of doubt, anger, wrong thinking, unwillingness to share or to give, and these all are bondages. And God wants you to humble down, so these all bondages will be broken, so that you can do an effective service unto the Lord. These things that we have discussed, it will block the Holy Spirit from working into your life. We must know that everything we do, there is a reward for it. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 41, the Lord say, I tell you the truth, anyone who gives a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward. If you will not serve the Good Samaritan, he gave a cup of water, more than a cup of water, and he received his reward. If you will not serve, then from where the Lord will give you a reward to you. In Matthew chapter 5, and verse 7, the Lord say, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. You want to be shown mercy? Then you need to be merciful to other people around you that God had placed around you. Use your eyes. Let your heart be full of compassion as you leave your bed, leave your room, leave your house. Let your heart be full of compassion. Use your eyes to seek and find where are the victims that you can help. Psalm 41 verse 1. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord deliver him in times of troubles. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. These are all the blessings for those who are merciful, for those who have regard for the poor. As we have regard for the poor, as we are merciful, the Lord will use us to bless others. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Why we have the Holy Spirit? Why we are baptized with the Holy Spirit? To bring the good news. We are sent to bind up the broken hearted. We need to be discerning where are the victims. Broken hearted are those people who are externally they are looking fine, but inside they are broken hearted. To proclaim freedom for the captives, those in bondages because of sin, because of the work of devil, because of the environment, because the culture and the tradition they had been raised up. They are captive, and God call us today as a church to help those people so they will be released from darkness and set free. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 9. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. So there is a reward for us. The more we are open-hearted, open-hand, open-mind, good character, we will receive a reward from the Lord. In Luke chapter 5, we can see our responsibility more as a royal priesthood for the Lord in the New Testament now. What God really wants from us. In Luke chapter 5, we can see another bad example of the teacher of the laws and the Pharisees and the Levites around the Lord. But we can find more clearly also the work of the Good Samaritan that the Lord commend to those who serve him in such a beautiful way. In Luke chapter 5, the Lord was in a house and a group of people brought him a man who cannot walk. I read from verse 17, Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to verse 20. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Now what we can see here, we can see the Pharisee and the teacher of the law. Every one of them, he came from far places, getting his own position, his invitation letter, all formalities and bondages there, prestige and honor, and getting a proper place in a church meeting. But Luke spoke about men who were carrying a paralytic man. Those are the Good Samaritan. They did not delight for invitation. They did not delight in recognition. They did not delight to have a seat and sit down. But they went to bring one man to the Lord. They have faith. They were willing to suffer, to carry a paralytic man. He's dirty maybe. Under him, feces and urine and sweating and dirty clothes. And they have to carry him. He may not be able, he may not allow them even to carry him, but they have to convince him maybe. Also, they have to carry him on their shoulders for a distance. And when they came to the place of meeting, they could not find a way to enter inside. So what they did? They did not go back. They are persevering. They are responsible. They have faith that if they would bring him right in front of Jesus, he will get healed. So they took him up to the roof of the house and they lower him down. So they have to break the roof. They remove the tile, some of the tile, and between the tiles, through the tiles, they lower him down right in front of Jesus. Those are the Good Samaritan. This is the work of the royal priest, not to sit down under good prestigious condition in a church meeting under all the privileges. No, Good Samaritan who can carry other to Christ. The Lord call you to change your characters and attitude. The self-righteousness, the laziness, the anger inside, the frustration, the confidence on yourself and meditating on what you did in the past but nothing you will do for the future to the Lord, that will not help you. Carry all these negative thoughts and bad characters away from your life and come to the Lord. Knowing that part of your suffering now and bondages because of you don't like to serve the Lord. What you are busy with will not make your life better but become worse. Give your time, talent, body, resources into the hand of God. Serve Him wholeheartedly. Love Him. Love the people around you, how the Lord loved them. Then you will see with your eyes. And you will testify what the Lord had done. Or He is going to do the good things that He promised. He will fight for you. He will solve your problems. And He will break bondages and yokes and curses in your life. Let's come to the Lord in repentance. All your bad characters, like the Levites and the priests, your irresponsible, careless, immature behavior, are all sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Tell Him, "Lord, I was not aware. I was taken away by footholds of devil and allow devil to make me ineffective unto thy service. Lord, today I am coming back to you. Fill me, fill my heart with compassion. Refill me again, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. I am willing, Lord, to serve you, to go on and have regard for the poor, to preach the good news, to bind up the broken hearted, O Lord. I will walk with you and I will serve you, O God. Take me, Lord, and mold me, Lord. Enable me, O God, to do it. Lord, I desire really, Lord, to serve you. Lord, I pray. I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who hear the message and he commit himself. I pray that you reward that person, O God, and fill him with the Holy Spirit. Give him the gifts that he need and provide all his need. And those who are having certain problems that hinder them from serving you, as they focus on your ministry and service, you will be the one, O God, to solve their problem and make a way for them to be totally delivered. Lord, I pray that the message shall bring you glory and honor, and the purpose of sending it shall accomplish in Jesus' name. O Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.